Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The shortstop, Chuck Scribner. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Rule. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Stinson moves to third. Potek moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stinson scores. Potek scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. Scribner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kim moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Stinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stinson strikes out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kim is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paquette. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Paquette steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Kim and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stinson bunts towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kim strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Sutherland moves to second. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 6-0, Royals. Steve Grilli now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to third. McRae moves to second. Buck Martinez pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's 7-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. McRae scores. Cowens scores. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Royals. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paquett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Frank White now playing shortstop. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Staub moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grilly, and towards Sutherland, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Grilly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Jim Wolford now playing center field. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kim hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Kim reaches second base with a double. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Gary Sutherland. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kim moves to third. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scribner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.